They said it coming in about 20 minutes at 7:20, and that is a rapid back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Plenty of time left to leave a Hill note on the disturbing performance of the Boston Red Sox last night in Philadelphia. And any other topic, do that on the Odyssey app. You'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And talk to your heart's content, and we will play the best Hill notes back at about 9:20 this morning before Jones and Keefe get in here at 10. But we have leads left, including this one from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We have a new legend in town, and that is interim CEO for Astronomer, Pete DeJoy. He took to LinkedIn yesterday after his former boss, Andy Byron, resigned after the Kiss Cam controversy. And he is going with the narrative that all publicity is good publicity. Oh. He took to LinkedIn yesterday to say the events of the past few days have received a level of media attention that few companies, let alone startups in our small corner of the data and AI world, ever encounter. The spotlight has been unusual and surreal for our team. And while I would never have wished for it to happen like this, Astronomer is now a household name.
Oh,
that is the way the new CEO should take it in stride.
Really?
Oh my God. What's he supposed to say? Like, oh, well, you know, I didn't do anything, but poor Andy, poor Kristen. It's like everyone's talking about Astronomer. It's time for the Astronomer to capitalize. Shyam and I were talking about it before the show. Their social media team's got to get on it. Right. They've got to be posting TikToks. They've got to be, you know, doing kiss cams at the office all the time. It is time for them to jump on it. Make sure Astronomer continues to be in the mouths of Americans and people across the world.
It's an international story.
Exactly.
I don't know what it does, but now you're going to make me go look at it.
Yeah, data and AI world.
All right.
I mean, I think that this is clutch for them. This is the time to capitalize.
Was it a good thing for British Petroleum when they had the oil spill?
That's a bit different. I would say, like, this isn't anything to do with their product. It's just about the former CEO and former head of HR.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to go Google, like, damn, what's Astronomer?
Exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
And, I mean, poor Andy. It's like Pete kicked him out the door and then said, woohoo, let's party, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, and I think that's the way that, you know, you shouldn't shy away from it. You shouldn't act like it never happened.
They should embrace it with a slogan like, here at Astronomer, your IT deliverables are not the only thing that we are smashing, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they did an ad with Coldplay's Fix You song behind it with the new CEO talking about what went on?
Great choice. Or Clocks, another great Coldplay song.
I just had to Google Coldplay to find their songs.
Oh, you could have just asked. I have the whole catalog.
You don't want to get caught? Go to Astronomer.
Maybe they do security. Maybe. But the AI world aspect, like I'm seeing a lot of videos, especially on TikTok, of AI remaking how it should have gone. You know, like Andy and Kristen just kind of wave and everybody moves on with their life. So, I don't know. There's ways in which that Astronomer can capitalize on this.
Okay.
They should.
All right. Yeah. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if this is about your lead or what this text is about, but the 978 text that says gutless radio station, I need more elaboration on that. I don't know what are we gutless.
Something.
It's kind of like somebody texting anonymously that we're gutless.
Maybe the fact that there's not real ice cream in Dairy Queen.
Thank you.
I mean, we have a lot of courage on this show.
A lot of guts and a lot of courage. Yeah. Yep.
Gutless.
I just need more information.
Yeah.
Here's a suggestion for their new slogan. At Astronomer, we are hands-on with your data.
Oh.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
Putting the ass in Astronomer.
That'll work. Put the grab ass in Astronomer.
We'll do this all day. Gutless.
I'm dying to know what we're gutless about.
I know.
Like, I can't wait.
Was it the woke comments that were fight on her?
You think you infuriated somebody
who's still angry about Superman?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely somebody in this room who's angry.
MAGA Courtney.
Yeah.
Is that Melania?
No, she didn't like Superman.
I haven't seen it yet. I might see it Friday.
All right.
And between that and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
All right.
Can we get past Get Some Balls? Like, let's try and think of something more clever. Sorry, Wiggs.
No, it's okay.
All right, Wiggy, your lead today?
All right, my lead is about sports.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. All right, get to it.
So I don't get NFL owners. We see the stupidity in them all the time. And now we're starting to see one owner who wants to really win and the stupidity that he has, and that is Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know what you're doing when it comes to Micah Parsons. I always wish New England and Robert Kraft and Jonathan, when guys are like that available, I'm always hoping that they're saying, hey, any time a guy like that comes up, we'll throw the kitchen sink at Dallas and see if they would want to part ways because they don't want to give Micah Parsons a new contract. If you look at what TJ Watt just got, and he's a lot older than in the world of football than Micah Parsons, and what Micah Parsons has been able to accomplish his time in the league since he's got here for, you know, 4 years and double-digit sacks every year. I don't get what Jerry Jones is doing. Why do you alienate your superstars? You know, whether it's New England in another year or so with Christian Gonzalez, like when those guys are valuable, that you know what they bring to the table and they're consistent, pay them. Pay them and get that guy locked up and do what you need to do. I don't really understand what they're doing down in Dallas, and I'm hoping that, and I doubt it's going to happen. It's probably just fantasy land like with Paul Skeens. But if you're in New England, I'm always picking up the phone for any disgruntled employee for another team anywhere.
They remain the most valuable franchise in the NFL, yet they have not won in a long time.
Right. And the Dallas fans are passionate. And a guy like Micah Parsons is a guy, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you probably love him. I could see them going, well, they shouldn't have gave Dak all this money. But Micah Parsons is the guy that you give him the money.
If you had to choose, wouldn't you choose Parsons over Dak if you could only have one?
I think a lot of people would, Curtis. You're right.
And Micah's there right now. He's reported. So it's not like he's not showing up and holding out in that way. Like,
that's
he's
all
there.
To hold in. You
well,
know,
yeah.
That's
and
the
that,
new thing
they
now.
Said that they're going to continue talks throughout training camp. But for me, I think that Dallas has done such an amazing job just marketing themselves. It almost doesn't matter who's on their actual active roster because people are going to root for the Dallas Cowboys no matter what. And they're just going to do it to be Dallas Cowboys fans. And I hate to say it, but the fact that the cheerleaders have been able to get a Netflix show with two successful seasons, that has helped them as well. Like, America's Sweetheart has blown them up.
Curtis's head is going to explode.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It's like the number one show on Netflix.
Who cares? What is that? The football team has 10 times the audience on Fox.
I'm telling you that now I think a lot of people are going to go see those cheerleaders in person. They're becoming stars on their own. I don't think it matters if they're winning or losing. People are still going to show up.
No, it's Dallas. It's the Cowboys fans. They want to win. They're one of those franchises that when you look at them, just not being a Cowboys fan isn't like, oh, we got, you know, we're America's team and we got great cheerleaders. Like, if they're not winning, like, they are very, very critical of what Jerry Jones is going on down there. But I mean, they're the Cowboys, so they are America's team.
With America's sweethearts.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I saw this last night while I was scrolling, and I thought it was interesting. According to science, men who prefer women with large breasts tend to be less financially secure. And this is a research study just done by the University of Westminster.
Big boobs.
Which we probably, had we known, there are probably several of us who would have volunteered for said study.
What about women who like men with big boobs?
I don't know what that says about them.
Sorry.
But they determined that the connection may be linked to subconscious associations with resource availability and nurturing. So it may be evolutionary that the male is, when struggling financially, looks to a woman with big bazooms.
Huge as boobs.
As one who can take care of him.
Yeah, I don't know. But what? I've never looked at a woman with big boobs and thought, oh, that's me laying on my mother's chest and being a comfort place.
Yeah,
well, that's what the nurturing pot comes from. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yes, it does, Wiggy. You're right about that.
I don't know about that one. Yes. I'm not really a giant boob man.
Boob watch.
I mean, like, you don't have to have...
No, you're a giant butt guy.
Yeah, I'm a drive-by boob. Yeah. I don't mind. I prefer the backside, so, you know, whatever you have in the front is, it is what it is. You know, I mean,
right. You
just can't be too itty-bitty.
You got a PhD in bootyology, babe.
Can't be built like a 16-year-old boy. You got to have a little something.
I understand.
Some guys like that, though.
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's not my speed.
What do you call those people? Quitting.
So does that...
IBTV.
Sean's probably waiting for it. Would the corollary be then that men who prefer smaller boobs...
Mm-hmm.
Are financially stable or tend to be financially successful?
That's what it seems like. Because
yes.
If you were into the big boobs, okay. It probably broke.
Okay, all right.
Let me caress this booty. Yeah. That's what I want to know. What's the study say about the butts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Texter would like me to stop milking this story, so.
Let's Dairy Queen approves.
Let's move on. Coming up, we're going to get to sports and to what they said yesterday in sports. And that includes what Bengals owner Mike Brown said about paying guys who aren't showing up.
Right.
So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up next. This is you want to take calls on this? Oh, yeah. Shoot. Eddie disappeared.
Oh.
You know what maybe they mean is like if you are struggling financially, mm-hmm. you look for a woman with big boobs because when you have children with them, maybe men see that as they'll be able to provide and not have to buy, like, formula.
Did you listen to the story? Men feel like it's nurturing.
I know. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's another aspect.
It's evolutionary.
Right.
So a lot of these things are evolutionary. So when, you know, you go back to caveman, cavewoman times... Right. The body wanted to be able to be fed. And
right.
So that would be, it goes back. It's like why people struggle when it comes to pooping on vacation. Like there's a big thing. It's vacation season now. People struggle when it comes to that.
I say America needs to do a better job with their bathrooms. Ireland, it didn't matter if you were at a 5-star restaurant or a pub, the bathrooms were immaculate.
Really?
Floor-to-ceiling doors, so you had your own little private stall.
It's a good one.
There was not a single piece of trash or toilet paper on the ground. The toilets were clean. The sinks were clean. It was every single bathroom I walked in, I was shocked.
Yeah.
And can I say this? First time ever with a bidet in the unit. Unbelievable.
Told you.
Wiggy, you're onto something. And yeah. B... If you have a toddler, it occupied James for like 6 hours.
Sick.
It was the happiest I've ever seen him. Those things, why don't we have those in the United States?
I don't know.
Or I guess mainland United States.
Get yourself one.
Yeah. Those are amazing. How much are they?
You can get them for like $20
on
Amazon.
Attachments.
Yeah, you get the attachments.
Can we do like a show read so we all get a deal? I would love to bidet it up.
Send Jackson. You can probably get him at Costco.
Yeah.
Get him at the dollar store if you're there by before 10 o'clock.
Also, Maine 2022 in Twitch. Uh-oh. That is not a smart comment. Women with small breasts can feed their kids naturally. I'm aware. Right. I'm a woman. I was saying, as for the men out there, cavemen, maybe look at women with large breasts and think that they are able to feed children more. I am aware, Maine 2022, how it works. Thank you. Okay.
People are going to be boobs out.
Well, I wouldn't know that. I would have thought a woman with larger breasts could feed more.
No.
They all produce the same amount of milk.
Well, it really depends on your milk supply when it comes in.
Right. This is Eddie. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Listen, as soon as I turned the radio on, I heard you talking about it. All of us are different. But let me just say this. I grew up with nothing. I still have nothing. Every week is a grind to pay the bills. But I like a girl that's a little tiny upstairs. And I'm talking about not so much tiny, but not big. I like a slim girl who's slim, who has a nice toned body. I'm not looking for the big old milk jugs. I'm sorry. Thank you, but no thank you.
No. Well, you would be the non-controllable in the science experiment that they did, I guess, however they say that.
So. Redo the study.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox dropped their first in Philly 3-2 in 10 innings. It was a catcher's interference call with bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th that led to a walk-off win for the Phillies. Walker Buehler did go 7 innings. He gave up a run on 6 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one in Philly tonight, 6:45 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. There is a Celtics rumor that's hit the headlines. The Seas are reportedly interested in free agent Ben Simmons. The former Rookie of the Year was connected to Boston from Mark Stein, who said league sources say that the Suns have also had some recent dialogue with former All-Star Ben Simmons, who I'm told has drawn interest since free agency began from Boston, New York, and Sacramento.
So if they don't get anything else done, what is your starting five right now for the Boston Celtics when it comes to October? You've got Jalen Brown. You've got Derek White.
Simon.
Is George's Yang going to be starting?
George's Yang. Then it's probably either Kata or the Gaza guy.
Probably going to be Gaza.
Okay.
You're going to have Pritch still off the bench?
Either Pritch or Simon is coming off the bench. One of those two.
Ben Simmons has made over $200 million.
Yeah,
what a world.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it is reporting day for Patriots vets. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 11:30 a.m. And visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp. It's just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines.
Okay, you brought up the New England Patriots. Training camp begins tomorrow. And programming note, Jones and Keefe are there tomorrow. Right at Gillette, bringing you all of the excitement of day one of training camp.
So. See, they get the good insight. Because I look at if you're going down to training camp, always look to see who's in the huddle with Drake May. We know Drake May is the number one quarterback, QB1. Then you want to find out who's in the huddle with him. So to have boots on the ground, you know, make sure you're tuning in to Jones and Keith, because they'll be able to see all the things we don't get to see.
Gresh used to try to get in the huddle with him.
Yeah, he can't do that one.
He can't do that. I missed that about Gresh.
719?
Right. We will be right back.